Zogt Eilige Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Peya, Perik Hey, Mishnah Dalet, Balabayas. We have here a person who's not an Ani. If you're not an Ani, you're not allowed to take any of the Amatnas Aniyim. You can't take Leket, you can't take Shecha, you can't take Peya. Actually, the shear is if someone has in his house 200 zuz. That was enough to live on for a year. If you had 200 zuz, you were not allowed to take any of the matanis for the poor people. The problem is, he's traveling. He's traveling from one place to the other. He doesn't have food with him or money. Right now he needs to eat. Doesn't help me if I have money at home. So he has to take maybe leket, maybe shikha, maybe peya. Maiser ani is a special maiser that's given to poor people. It's given during the third and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle. So yitel, he's allowed to take it. Because right now he's an ani. But, when he comes back to his house, yishalem, he should pay back the money that he took from the matnas u'aniyim to Rabbi Eliezer, Zayhalt, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds he's not a real ani, but he can take this as a kind of loan. Well, who does he pay it back to? And the answer is he has to pay it back to the poor people from the town that he took the matanis. They're the ones that lost out. He can give it, let's say, to the gabbai tzedakah of that town. He should divide it to the poor people. The chachamim say he doesn't have to pay back. Ani haya b'yaseh shah. At that time, he was a poor person. According to the chachamim, he's traveling. He doesn't have right now. So right now, he's an ani. Why does he have to pay back later? He had a right to take it. He was an ani at that time. Maybe interesting to note that in the Gemara, in Masechtas Chulin, there's another machlokes. What happens with a person who's not traveling? He's walking on the field. He decides to take leket. He lives in this town. He has money. Does he have to pay it back? Now, he had no right to take it, but now does he have to pay it back? Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, you have to. And again, give it to the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Chacham hold, look, Mitzar Adin, he doesn't have to pay back, because who is taking him to a Din Torah? Who's saying you took from me? We don't have a specific ani that could say you took mine. The right thing is he should pay it back. But this person had no right to take it to start with. You're not allowed to lechatchila take something you're not allowed to take and say, well, I'm going to pay back. But if he's traveling, Yitaka doesn't have over here. So everyone holds he can take it lechatchila. It's just that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he'll eventually have to pay back. And according to the Chachamim, ani hayabi yaseh shah, he does not have to pay it back.